I would go more now, but of course, Rosa, the girl here, she's ill, and I can't always go and leave her, but I goes over there by Ocean Line. But I really belong to St. Monica, on Fresh and Galveston.
Yes.
Not Galveston. Yeah, Fresh and Galveston, that's right.
If somebody's waiting for you to go somewhere to get ready so that you can go out, they might call in at you, they say, hey, will you be ready soon? And you tell them, I'll be with you in just
it depends on if I'll be ready in that time. If I think it's going to be an hour or two, I say, I'm sorry, but I've got something to do before I can leave. It'd be about an hour before I can leave. Or if I'm ready to go, I say, wait, I'll be with you in just a few minutes.
Or just a minute? Be with you?
Yeah, but don't be a minute. I would say that, but somehow it would always be something to hold me back another minute.
Yeah.
If I said a minute, you could bet it was going to be 10 minutes. I don't know why, but it just seems that way. Now, sometimes if I'm coming out of the door, like my daughter said, Mother, how long are you going to be? I say, I'll be out in just a minute. Well, sometime I'll come out in just a minute. Sometime it'll be about an hour. I'll be doing this and doing that. She said, Mother, for God's sake, what are you doing? I said, well, you know how it is in the morning before you leave. It's always something to do. Because I have a rule. I never have walk out and leave my bed unmade. I always like to get my bed made and things kind of straightened. Because if you're out and you get sick on the street and somebody has to bring you in, you never know how you're going to be. And I always like to have the place kind of straight. If it's not clean like it should, at least be straight enough for somebody to get in. So I usually just make my bed. If I don't get a chance to make it, I'll pull a spread up on the bed anyways.
Now, if you know, say you're out traveling, you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance to go somewhere, you say, help. You'd ask somebody, help.
Well, I ask, you mean, what do you mean? I don't quite understand.
Well, if you knew, if you were, say you were going to Baton Rouge, and you didn't know how, you didn't know the distance to get there, you'd say, you pull over and ask somebody, help?
Oh, I would say, could you please tell me how far it is from Baton Rouge? Right? How many miles? Or
yeah.
How many little countries before we get there?
Okay, now, if you're pointing out something to somebody, you say, look, well, you say what?
If I'm going to show...
Look what? What you
if saying? I'm going to show somebody something, or
yeah.
Like somebody ask me where the... Do I know where such a street is? Well, I say, for instance, somebody want to know where's DeLord Street at. And I say, well, which way are you coming? Are you driving or are you coming on a bus or a streetcar? And they say, well, I'm driving. I say, which direction are you driving from? And if he says, well, I'm coming from downtown, I say, well, all right, take South Claiborne. If you're across Canal Street, which is North Claiborne, then take South Claiborne, coming uptown. And you ride till you get to Nashville, and then one block on the side of Nashville, you take a left turn. And you come, you drive one block going uptown, going in front of town, then you take a right on DeLord Street, and we're right in the middle of the box. And I'd say, well, you can't miss the house because we have a swing around the front porch.
When you want to get somebody's attention, you say, hey, what do you say to them?
Depending on who I'm speaking to.
Or?
If it's one of the kids, I say, hey, where you going?
Or you want to show them something, you say, hey, look.
No, I don't usually say that.
Look,
if I want to show somebody something, whoever they are, I call them by their names. And I say, like if I want to show Louise something, I say, oh, Louise, look, come see.
Okay. Now, say you wanted to agree with a friend.